Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Lord, we believe you today, oh my God,
Help thou our unbelief. Yes, oh, my God, make us strong where we're weak. Help us to go through our tests and trials. Help us to stand today. We pray that you look on your people, every soul that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them and that you will grant their petitions according to thy will, that you will save the unsaved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, heal and deliver. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. We know thou art a deliverer. We are looking to you today, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know. Oh, my God, have mercy today, oh, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we need your mercy, for without you we can do nothing. Oh, my God, help us today, oh, Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand, Jesus. Help us to go through, Lord. Help us to stand, Jesus. Help us to make this journey. Bind the works of the devil. Cast him out today. He seeks to hinder and to destroy, but we are trusting in you. We know that all power is in thy hand, and we know that thou art a strong deliverer. We're dependent on you today. We pray that you look on every soul that is on this broadcast. We pray that you touch, that you will heal, forgive, and deliver. Give somebody a mind to want to serve you and live for you. Help them to turn from their way and to give their life. Realize that the time is running out. We don't have much more longer. Help us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able, and we're dependent on you today. Look on the speaker of the hour. Touch and bless her. Send thy anointing and send thy word. Oh, my God, we pray that you're blessed in a special way, and we will be careful to give thy name the praise, for the glory and honor shall be thine, and we look to you today. Pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor at Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture taken from the 113th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and again, that's the 113th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord, praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 113th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verse throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I, School, and one is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to our previous broadcast, you can log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I, School, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can send it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209 7503. And if you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, if you're clergy and you're feeling bold, if you have an encouraging word you'd like to share, a scripture you'd like to read, a testimony you'd like to tell, or a song you'd like to sing, call in. Our phone number is, for the guest call line number is 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, and also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. And also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Caldwell hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9277. That access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. And Missionary Emmanuel Hoag teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. And the phone number is 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is the Edmund family. We want to continue to pray for Sister Kimberly Hoags, for Daniel Hoags, the bereaved Carr family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olamay and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Ruth Briggs family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmund Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I want to sing a portion of this song. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. He touched and he healed the lame man. They tell me that he fed 5,000 too. And if you have the faith to believe him, he will do the same for you. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Touch me, Lord Jesus. I don't mind if you touch me now. Touch me, Lord Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch
from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord.
I just want to sing that verse one more time.
Touch me, Lord Jesus. I don't mind if you touch me now. Touch me, Lord Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Oh, all I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
All I need is a touch from Jesus. And if
yes,
we
Lord.
Could just get a touch from Jesus, glory
Thank
to God,
you, Jesus.
I know
Thank you.
He will gain strength. We'll feel like going a little bit further. We'll feel like getting up and praising God and lifting up the name of Jesus. And we'll feel like going through that test and through that trial. Just a little touch from Jesus. I thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. We thank the Lord for the opening scripture, beautiful passages of scripture. Praise ye the Lord. We ought to open up and praise our God. He's been good to us, and he has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And we are about to enter into a new year, and
yes.
we'd like to go in praising our God and lifting up the name of Jesus. So at this time, we're going to prepare our hearts for the word of God. We need a word from the Lord so we can go a little further, so we can do the will of God. We need to hear from God. And at this time, I'm going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Sanders.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for blessing us.
Thank you, Lord.
So happy to be on the broadcast one more time. I honor the Lord, and I thank God for that opening scripture, for the prayer, for the words of encouragement, everything that's been said and done thus far. And as was stated, we are down to the last part of this year, just a number of hours left, less than 48 hours perhaps, but getting closer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I just thank God for the opportunity to just give him glory and give him honor, to praise his name. Praise God. So we're not going to prolong the time, but let us prepare to go to the word of God. If you will notice, or rather, let us have prayer first. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you right now asking that you will speak unto us, oh God, that you will minister unto us, Lord, the things that we are in need of, and let it come through your word. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts. But we need a touch tonight, Lord. Without that touch,
yes,
oh
God,
we can't make it. We need you, Lord. Lay your hand upon us in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for what I've heard so far, and my heart is rejoicing. I'm grateful for what the Lord has done. It is by the grace of God that we are still here. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. We might be close to the end of the year, but the time is still ticking, and not one second is promised unto us. Glory to God. But I'm counting my blessings, and I'm giving thanks to the Lord. I'm rejoicing because God has truly been good to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us prepare now to go to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, taken from Philippians, the third chapter. And I'm going to try to read through all of these scriptures if the Lord leads that way. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm reading from Philippians, the third chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the entire chapter of Philippians, chapter 3, thank God for the reading of all 21 verses. And tonight, the title of this message is Let's Move Up in the Lord. And the theme is Forget the Past. Praise the Lord. This is just some words of encouragement. And Lord knows we need the Lord. We need the Lord to encourage us. We need the Lord to take us through. Praise the Lord. Philippians, this is the church at Philippi when Apostle Paul writes to them again. And he gave them this message. The first thing he said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. No matter what has gone on or what has happened already, let this be the final thing that we do. And let us rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. And it was a pleasure for him to write the same things because we need to be reminded of the word of God. We need to keep the word of God in our mind, in the forefront of our mind. Amen. Because if we allow the word to be put on the back burner or pushed back, we could let it slip. Amen. But we ought to give for earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Praise God. So we to hear God's word on a regular basis, we need to keep the word of God fresh in our mind, in the forefront of our mind. So it was pleasure for him to reach out to the people of God to encourage them and to remind them of what things to be aware of. So then this is encouragement tonight for us to move up in the Lord. Let's move on up a little higher, glory to God. No need of staying in the same place. No need of being stagnant, amen, but let's keep on moving. Glory to God. Let's stay on the move for the Lord. Praise be to God and forget about the past. The past, we cannot build a future on the past. Let the past be the past. Sometimes the enemy will bring things up that happened in the past, but we don't have to let that stop us from moving on up in the Lord. Glory to God. If we fall, we don't have to stay down, but we can get on up and keep on moving up in the Lord.
Amen.
He said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. These are all around us every day. They're out in the street, they're on the job, they're in the school, they're in your home, they're in the church, they're everywhere. Dogs, evil workers, and the concision, they're all out there. When he talks about the concision, as we look at it in a biblical sense, it's a cutting off, a division, a schism, a faction. These are the works of evildoers. They want to divide the people of God. They want to separate the people of God. Amen. Cut them off from the truth. Cut them off from their blessing. Amen. A schism is all happening around us. Praise the Lord. But let's move on up in the Lord, glory to God, and keep on going forward and not, Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. And he puts this emphasis on what we need to do to get past it and to move up in the Lord.
He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is a pressing way. These are pressing times that we are in. We must stay in the press. Glory to God. We don't want to get pressed out, but let us rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look to God for everything we need. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, thinking about the crown that the Lord has in store for us, the place, that special place that he went away to prepare for us.
Yes,
and
Lord,
he will return to receive us unto himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And no matter what we go through, bring down here, don't let it stop you from moving forward in the Lord. Don't let it hinder you from doing the work of God. Hallelujah. Don't let it discourage you from obeying the voice of the Lord. If you know God is calling you to come on up higher, don't stay where you are, but move on up. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and keep on going forward. Praise be to God. Forget about the past. Forget about how people talked about you and what they said and what they're trying to do and how they try to hurt you and all the things that are going on or that went on in the past. Leave it behind. Thank you, Jesus. And reach forth to those things which are before, to the blessings, to the breakthroughs, to the miracles, all of those things that God has in store for you. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I'm looking forward to that special place. And I don't mind hearing the same word of God over and over again. Amen. Because there's always thing in there that's going to be a blessing to me. There's something in there that's going to lift me up. Amen. When I'm feeling down. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's something in the word of God that's going to bring healing when my soul needs a healing, when my mind needs healing, even when my body needs healing. It's all in the word of God. And I began to just think about how we're coming down to the last portion of this year. And
yes,
what God has done for us over the course of the year and down through the years. We can leave the old things or the past things in this year as the Lord moves us forward into a new year. Glory to God. Don't carry over the same old habits, the same old problems, the same old thoughts. Amen. But leave them. Leave them behind in 2022. Amen. And step on into 2023 with a new mind. Amen. Praise God. With a new determination, with a new dedication to God. Amen. A new mind to do ministry for God. Not to let the enemy hold you back or keep you down. Praise the Lord, because that's what he's aiming to do. He's aiming to destroy the people of God. That's his whole purpose, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, that more abundantly. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul brought out many, and he's encouraging us not to have confidence in the flesh, but rather put our faith and our trust in the Lord and him only. Praise God, because we are not of the concision, but of the circumcision, called out by God. Amen. We belong to God. And unless we are willing to forget about the past and even do as Apostle Paul said here, that he count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, and he referred to him as my Lord. We have to look to the Lord as our personal Savior, and we have to be willing to give up everything and to just count it as loss and then cut your losses. Let go of your losses. Let go of the past. Just let it all go. Amen. And gain the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And then we will understand fully what is happening around us. We will understand that we are in a spiritual warfare, and that enemy, he won't let up, but he continues to just pounce on us and do all kinds of things to destroy us. Hallelujah. But having the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, we recognize when we see the works of darkness, when we see evil works, when we see the dogs in action, the evil workers in action, or the concision trying to divide the people of God. Hallelujah. We recognize it because we have gained the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. He didn't mind. He wasn't even concerned that he had suffered the loss of everything for this knowledge of Christ Jesus. And he said, I do count them but dumb, that I may win Christ. No, you have to make a decision there. What you going to do? Are you going to hold on to all this stuff? Let it weigh you down? Let it destroy your life, your spiritual life? Let it separate you from God? You have to decide that you're going to let it all go, that you may win Christ. Hallelujah. You're not going to make anybody love you if they hate you. You're not going to make anybody treat you right if they don't want to treat you right. Only God can change a person's heart and their mind. But we can rejoice and be exceeding glad because of our reward that the Lord has for us, because of the blessings that God has in store for us. Praise the Lord. Let us move up in the Lord. Forget the past. Let it all go. Glory to God. And I know we talk about this maybe not as often as we have before, but we need to focus more on letting go. And I remember a message that one of our ministers preached some years ago. And he preached, everything must go. Sell out. Glory to God. We got to give up everything. Praise the Lord. Because if you want that double portion, if you want God to shower you with a double portion of his Spirit, you have to be willing to let everything go. Forward, press toward the mark. There's so much in store for us that we are not even aware of. And something else I want to bring out that Apostle Paul mentioned. He said, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So God, he'll show us where we are going in the way of error or where we have a misunderstanding. God will reveal it unto us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just wanted to encourage you tonight and just say to you,
to move up in the Lord. Amen. Wherever you are, continue to be elevated. You can go higher in the Lord. There will be interference. There will be confrontation from the enemy and all his imps and workers that he have plastered around. But it doesn't have to stop you. Maybe you're trying to make up your mind to serve the Lord, to just turn your life over to him and walk away from the world. And there's somebody in your ear saying, well, you won't be able to do this anymore. You have to give this up. You have to give that up. But it's worth it. Give it up. Let it all, leave it all behind. And take on this new life in Christ Jesus. Take on the life of Christ. Amen. You can have salvation, eternal life. You don't have to die and lose out with God and be cast into outer darkness, to be punished, to be tormented day and night forever and ever. And as long as God lives, hallelujah, that punishment will never end. Forever is a long time. Glory to God. Forever has no end at all. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that means the torment is ongoing forever and ever and ever. And it never stops. Praise the Lord. But we don't have to live in torment. We don't have to be lost. We can have eternal life because the Lord, he made it possible for all of us to have this eternal life. So if you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sin, right now is the best time to get to know him. Right now is the best time to give your life to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This time, right now, tonight, you don't have to wait another day. You don't have to put it off any longer. But right now, this is the day of salvation to you. And with the Lord giving you this invitation, will you accept it? Will you accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? Will you give your life to him? Are you willing to let go of the past, to let go of your ways and what you're doing, how you're living? Are you willing to give it all up? Hallelujah. And count it as loss just to win Christ. Hallelujah. This is your opportunity right now. It may be somebody that needs to be healed. You also, if you have the faith, if you can only believe, the Lord, he will heal you. He will make you whole.
Amen.
Have a little bit of faith and believe God. If you are discouraged, if you have been tested and tried, tempted, if things are going on in your life and you're down in a rut, feeling like you can't get up, God has the power to deliver you. He has the power to work everything out. And if you trust him and just give him a try, God will do it for you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So let us prepare now to go to God in prayer. And let's believe God together, touching and agreeing on the same things. Because God, he hears and he answers prayer. And I want you to know that prayer works. Glory be to God. Now let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbling ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy. Oh, God, stretch forth your hand and touch us, Lord. We need a touch from you tonight. Oh, my God, be merciful and forgive our sins. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us, Lord. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside, Lord. We are praying tonight, oh, God, for those who have repented in their hearts and are accepting you as their personal Savior, turning from the world, walking away from the life they've been living, oh God, making a change this night in the name of Jesus. We pray for them, oh God, that you will save them. Oh Lord, be merciful and forgive. Blot out their transgressions. Wash away all of their iniquities. Lord, clean them up on the inside and on the outside and work a work in their life. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come to you on behalf of those who are on the prayer list, asking that you will intervene right now. Oh God, we need divine intervention. Lord God, touch, heal, deliver, and make whole right now as we pray this burdens, oh God. Encourage those who are discouraged. Strengthen those who are weak, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior, build up those who are torn down, oh, God, and cast down. Pick them up, Lord God, while we're praying this prayer. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Oh, my God, you can do everything. And we're looking to you. We're leaning and depending on you. We're trusting in you tonight. We are touching and agreeing in prayer, believing that we have these petitions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, for the bereaved families, asking for comfort and for consolation. Oh, my God, we are praying for that troubled child, that you will regulate their mind and take the trouble out of their heart. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. We know you're able. Save dying souls everywhere, all around the world. We're praying tonight, Lord, that you will stop by. We're praying, oh God, that you will heal those who are laid up in the sick bed, my God. Touch their body right now. Rebuke the sickness and the illness, oh God. Rebuke the, oh Lord God, do it right now while we're praying, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're praying right now for our leaders, Lord, asking that you will have mercy, that you will give them guidance, give them visions and revelations, oh Lord. Whatever is in their hearts that's not right, have mercy, oh God, and remove it and show them how to lead your people. Work on them, Lord God, make them all over in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God. Have your way and let your holy will be done, Lord Jesus. For anyone that is in need of prayer, whose name has not been called out, we are praying for them right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you know the situation, and only you can work it out, Lord God. We ask that you will have mercy, that you will do it for them this night, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless our families. Bless all of our loved ones. Lord, please, Jesus, bring comfort, bring consolation. Oh, Lord, you know what your people are going through. You know you are acquainted with all of our grief. You know the pain of our heart, Lord. Lord, and we need you to fix it. We can't do anything about it. bring it before you, Lord, and we leave it before you. Have your way, Lord God. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. And now at this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen and also for that beautiful prayer. And she was encouraging us, saying, let's move up in the Lord and forget the past. She was encouraging us to keep the word of God in our hearts and to keep moving. Some people, they get stuck in the past. She said, we cannot build. I like that. She said, we cannot build a future on the past. Yes, things, they happen, but we have to forget about those things. And I heard somebody say that if you look back, you'll go back. And it happened to Lot's wife. She looked back on her past, the things that she was leaving, and she got stuck there. But we want to move forward, especially going into another year. We don't want to, the things, they happen. But we can't look back and move forward. We have to choose one, and you should choose to forget the past and move up in the Lord. Don't stay in the same thing. Don't be stagnant, but move up in the Lord. As she began to say, especially if God is calling you higher, go ahead. Go ahead and move up in the Lord. Very beautiful message. Very encouraging message. A beautiful message for the times that we're living in. And at this time, I want to open up the line. If there are any clergy members on the phone, now is the time to call in. And I know we have Evangelist Maybell on, so we're going to go ahead and give her the opportunity to have remarks. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that message, timely message. And it's for this new year, this is a timely message to go into the new year. Let it go. Lord, have mercy. Let's go higher in the Lord. Let's go to the next level, as somebody said. I heard somebody say, turn the page and let's go to the next chapter. Glory to God. You can stay in the same place so long until you just get used to it and you get satisfied and you don't want to move. You know, that happens a lot of times when you need to change. Some people, they can't accept change. They want to stay in the same position that they had years and years ago. But it takes a change in order to move forward. So I thank the Lord. That was a beautiful message and a timely message coming through Pastor Sheila. I enjoyed the word of God, the many beautiful thoughts that was brought forth. Oh, Lord, Lord, help me to move up, to go higher, and let go of all these things that seek to hinder and seek to destroy us and keep us down and keep us from doing the will of God. That's my prayer. I just thank the Lord for the word. I want to encourage you, Daniel, keep preaching the word of God and keep allowing the Lord to give you the words to speak to his people. That's what we need. We need a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those very beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Maybell. Yeah, let it go. Let it go. Amen. Praise Jesus. Are there any other clergy on the line at this time? This is the last Friday of 2022 and our last broadcast of this year. If it's the Lord's will, amen, praise the Lord. If there are no more remarks, no more clergy, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. Thank God for you again, Evangelist Maybell, and for your faithfulness down through the years. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and beautiful thoughts that were brought forth. And let's just take heed to the word of God. It's important that we take heed to the word of God. So I encourage you to take it in for yourself and live by it daily. Amen. And again, this is the last
broadcast that we have prior to the year, the new year coming in. If it be the Lord's will, we look forward to being on broadcast on Sunday at 3:30 p.m., January 1st, 2023. Praise God. Do we have anything else? If not, if that's all, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. And may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
Good night.